Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 97 of Ninjas and Super Spies. On this page we are introduced to monkey-style kung fu, which is very broad. It's a sort of meta-style of kung fu that contains lots of different styles within it. I mean, obviously, the idea of fighting like a monkey is far too varied and complex to be bound up in one narrow way of thinking. The complexity and variety, and indeed power, of this style has everything to do with the fact that the author found monkeys to be cooler animals than some of the others we've discussed as kung fu role models. This is not like Crane style or Phoenix Eye style, where we don't really care what cranes are or what phoenixes are. It's just a cool thing to name a kung fu style after. This is like Tiger style, where this is an animal that seemed cool to the author, and so we got a more developed style of kung fu based on it. Here's the description of the style. Monkey-style kung fu, sometimes referred to as Taixing Pek Kwar, is based on the movements of apes and monkeys. Each position imitates the clown-like flips, acrobatics, and loose body of the creatures. To best understand the whys and wherefores of the monkey form, just pay a visit to the Monkey House, that's capitalized, that is of course the popular Monkey House franchise, of the nearest zoo, and spend some time watching. They have the ability to be completely relaxed, yet constantly alert. They always roll smoothly away from attacks, yet they can turn and leap attack instantly. They have the patience to watch and wait for an indefinite period, waiting to catch someone else off guard. Some of the monkey imitation strikes include double knuckle punches, slaps, arcing fingers, and devious overhead raps. You know, like when a famous hip-hop artist goes back to their home neighborhood and tries to battle people from a helicopter. Devious overhead raps. A monkey-style master will bare his teeth, make ook noises, and roll on the ground before entering combat. Responding to attacks, he'll roll and whimper and pantomime imaginary wounds, eventually appearing completely helpless. Eventually, when the enemy has been lulled into carelessness or enraged, the master will leap or roll into a full-scale attack. In addition to this basic level of monkey shenanigans, though, rolling around, making ook noises, being bow-legged, the three major topics of study in a monkey-style kung fu monastery, there are also the monkey katas. Quote, of the special monkey katas, usually only one set is taught to a student, the one which the instructor feels best suits the student's personality, body type, and abilities. So first you take your GE monkey stuff, get that all out of the way. Then, once your master has a sense of, like, what your body's like, do you have a loose body like a monkey, or are you all tightened up, like Archie Bell in the Drells? Would you describe your body type as more of an orangutan or more of a spider monkey? Or are you a lemur-minded individual? If that's the case, then get the fuck out. This should have been caught in the admissions process. No lemurs allowed. Your master evaluates you on all these different metrics and then decides on an advanced course of study so that you can learn one of the monkey katas. So let me give you a rundown on the monkey katas. There is drunken monkey. This is basically like mini drunken style. You stagger around like a monkey who got into the booze. All the attacks seem accidental, apparently, which is hard enough to believe for drunken style kung fu. But if you're kicking someone's ass while acting simultaneously drunk and like you're a monkey, that feels intentional. Like, they may not cop that you're a kung fu master, but I feel like they're gonna know you're up to something. There is lost monkey. This is mini dog style. You stay on all fours, you act like you're wounded, and then you make attacks from the floor. Gives you a bonus to kick and sweep. There's tall monkey. You go almost to full height, just still keeping the bare minimum of bow-leggedness that you need to make this style work, and you use big sweeping arm attacks, like crane form. So you're sort of like up on your tiptoes, you're staying loose, but you're flailing your arms around in big sweeping motions. This is like wacky waving arm inflatable tube man style kung fu. There's stone monkey. This is straight ahead offense. There's no dodging, no parrying. You get an additional attack per melee, a bonus to strike, a bonus to damage, a bonus to roll with punch, but you can't defend yourself at all. You deeply bend your legs. You're basically in a perma squat, and you just jump forward while squatting, and doing acrobatic maneuvers and continually hurl yourself at your foe. Finally, there is wood monkey, which is, and I quote, not really a kata, but more of a ruse. The idea is to lay on a heap on the floor, pretending to be dead, asleep, unconscious, or badly wounded. Then, when the enemy is in range, it turns into a leap to the attack. Cannot move, parry, dodge, or commit any other actions before the attack, nor for the entire melee round of the attack itself. Two and only two attacks can be performed in the melee round of the trap. Any hand attacks are possible. Bonuses are +6 to strike and +4 to damage. So, Wood Monkey style, imagine that it's graduation day from the first half of Monkey University. You've completed the first 6 years of the 12 years that it takes to master Monkey style. You're doing the ceremony in the robes. You're going to move on to your second half, where you are taught the specific monkey skills that best suit your body of work over the past 6 years. And everybody gets one. This is like, it's like Power Rangers. Like, all personalities can be split into these five different categories. So the sensei, the Zordon of the school, is going to come out and assign everybody their kata. So it's like, Billy, you have been partying a lot and drinking a lot, and I'm never quite sure whether you meant to move that way or you just naturally are monkey-like. Therefore, you shall study drunken monkey kata. Kelly, you are a master of kicks and floor stuff. Your innovative mixture of breakdancing and kung fu is really cool and kind of racist. You shall study lost monkey kata and fight from the floor. Davy, you are the tallest and the zen one. Your philosophical approach makes you seem more dignified even while bow-legged. You shall study tall monkey style and use sweeping motions. Kimmy, you are the fiery, passionate one. You are the Raphael of the group, let's be honest. You shall learn stone monkey kata and not be able to defend yourself. You're going to go in and attack first and not last very long, and then everybody else is going to have to kind of take up the slack. Like Raphael in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game, where you want to use Raphael first because his range is short, and then you can save your Donatellos for later when you're up against the tougher stuff. You've got a lot of range with him. Anyway, you're a stone monkey. And Zeppo. Zeppo, as your mentor, I feel like you're the kind of person who responds to trouble by going limp. The kind of person who lashes out at whoever tries to help you. So I'm going to teach you a kata where you just lie on the ground and wait for them to get close enough to punch you, and then you punch them, and maybe you'll get lucky. Pretend to be asleep. Make a snoring noise. Kick them when they're not expecting it. It's your only chance. I mean, I've looked at all the metrics, Zeppo. Your personality, flatline. Your body type, best suited to immobility, I would say. Your abilities, sleep, spending most of the time not doing kung fu. And so now this is your fate. You get assigned this, and then based on who you are, if you're poor Zeppo, then you've got to learn, you know, wood monkey kata. You've got to learn zombie monkey kata, where you just act like you're dead, and then when someone comes within reach, then you suddenly stand up. And in dog style, that's an RP thing. You act like a dog, you whimper and scoot around as though you are, you know, a helpless animal. And it's left really to the interaction between the GM and the player to determine, like, do these trained assassins go for this? Do they decide they want to, like, take you home and help you? Or do they say, you know, we've seen this before, like, we know, we've read the dossier on this dog guy. So the style is contingent upon this weird trick, but you role play it out. And the mechanical part of the style is just like the attacks and all that. But when you play Zombie Monkey, that has a mechanical effect that is not contingent upon surprise, which means you can use this again and again and again, even within the same combat. If you're up against somebody who's hard to hit, +6 to strike is pretty good. So what you may well do is they come on the scene, you're lying there like a dead monkey, lying limp but bow-legged on the ground. They come up to check on you. You jump up, punch, punch with your sweeping monkey arms, and then just fall right back down. And then I guess they feel like, okay, he wasn't quite a dead monkey, but now I've weathered the storm. Now that's a dead monkey for sure. And then next round you do it again and you get another +6 to strike. Damn it. Fool me once, you're a bad monkey. Fool me twice, I'm a bad monkey. I'm going to say wood kata is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time as we discuss the missing interesting half of Harang Do on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.